This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline, warning to US sports fans that hot dog could be killing you. Time to sub in alt plant-based. So let's look at the great American pastime, baseball, beer, and a dodgy meat tube wrapped in nostalgia and nitrates. But just as the crack of the bat returns, a new headline has us gagging on tradition, literally. A new media storm is brewing over the death in a bun bombshell, and suddenly that stadium frank looks less like fun and more like a colorectal time bomb. It turns out most people kind of know hot dogs are bad for them, but can't exactly say why. According to a new national survey by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, 70% of Americans admit hot dogs are risky, but fewer than 1 in 5 know they're actually carcinogenic. Yep, not just a bit unhealthy, cancer-causing. And that's not plant-based fear-mongering, it's the processed meat industry's greatest unspoken legacy. But nearly half of fans surveyed said they'd be keen to try a plant-based dog, and two-thirds reckon ballparks should be offering them. That's not a trend, that's a real trend coup. And let's be honest, modern plant-based hot dogs aren't the sad soy sausages of the early vegan era. Today's versions are snappy, smoky, protein-packed, and cholesterol-free. No mystery meat, no meat sweats, and zero risk of becoming a case study in the next cautionary article on nitrates and early onset cancer. So maybe this season, when the vendor shuffles past with a tray of torpedoes wrapped in tinfoil, it's time to ask the real question: what's your legacy, nostalgia, or survival? This US summer, ditch the death bun. Go plant-based. Your colon will thank you. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.